March 9th and 10th at 7:30 p.m. in Turpin Lamb Theater at Murphy Fine Arts Center of Morgan State University, a world premiere play performs with deep ties to Baltimore. To tell me more about it, I'm joined by the two playwrights, sisters Chloe and Kayla Harvey. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations to you both on this world premiere. I mentioned Baltimore Ties. Chloe, you're a recent Towson alum, and Kayla, you're currently a student there where the play premiered last weekend. And your parents both had ties to Morgan State, where it continues this week. What's it been like having your work here on stage in its true hometown?
Wow. It feels like we're sitting in the middle of history. Like the play premiered in Baltimore, and we're sitting there watching the play premiere in Baltimore. And also when it's at Morgan, we saw our Morgan rehearsal yesterday, and sitting at Morgan, we really grew up around that theater arts center. There's a beautiful museum in that building. We spent our childhood in the museum. So it feels like a huge full circle moment to have our play there. And the house that the flag was created in and the house we grew up in is just across the street from Morgan's campus too. So it's like our house is on Morgan stage. It's really mind-blowing.
You took everything out of my mouth. We were at our rehearsal yesterday, and I was like, it's so crazy to think about that this house that's on stage right now is around the corner. That's history.
The play is not just a Baltimore story, it's also a detective story and a family saga of your family, right there, your life. 2002 follows two timelines, one about your parents and their dream of a flag to unite and celebrate the rich history of African Americans that begins in the 90s and ends sadly, very suddenly in 2002. The other picking up in 2020 when the two of you stumbled on pieces of this and began to rediscover that history and reclaim it and your dad. So what was the process of piecing that together into a play?
It started as a one credit independent study for me. My senior year, I was getting ready to graduate when I realized that I had one credit missing, but that was my opportunity to begin researching for this play. So that's when Kayla joined in to bring that emotional, personal side to the story as well.
And when I joined in, she had just started getting the pieces for the play together. And we were trying to figure out what was the most effective way to tell this story. And we, at first, we really didn't want ourselves to be in the story, but we kind of decided that in order to tell it effectively and honestly, that we had to include ourselves in.
Well, I have to say, it really works for such a personal story. It ends up having surprising reach. The audience, the laughs, the gasps, the steady stream of sniffles throughout. It's clearly moved from being just personal to having a much broader scope. 2002 performs March 9th and 10th at
Turpin Lamb Theater at Morgan State's Murphy Fine Arts Center.
Tickets and more information are online at events.morgan.edu, or you can call 443-885 4440. Chloe and Kayla, congratulations again on your premiere. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank
Thank you for
you.
having us again. This is great.